We're going to be considering a large section, verses 7 through 19 of chapter 3 today in Hebrews. Verse 7 says, "Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says," and the psalmist is going to quote from Psalm 95. But what is this therefore? Therefore, he just came off of encouraging us to hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. And what is our confidence? That Jesus is better than Moses, that he is the substance of that shadow. So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. They would not reach that final promised land rest, not even Moses, their faithful leader. And so we too must be very careful to not fall into the same trap as the children of Abraham, who tasted of God's goodness, yet never followed with true heart. We've tasted the fulfillment of the Passover. We now know the message of Jesus Christ. We see him in Scripture that he died for us and he rose again, the actual Passover lamb. And yet so many people grow up in church or hear the gospel of Jesus Christ preached, and they make mental assent to it, but they never truly believe and call upon the name of the Lord and trust in him as their Savior. Just because your parents believe does not mean you believe. Just because you grew up in church does not mean you are truly a believer. So he says in verse 12, "Take care, brethren." He once again gives the charge of care, to be careful. The author is logically and carefully urging them to hold on to the faith, first by considering who Christ is, and now by considering the consequences of those who did not believe in the wilderness. "That there not be in any of you an evil and unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God." So there are individuals whom I'm sure you know, or maybe you are one of them, who is in church, who is in a Christian home, or has come into the church and said, "Yes, I believe," but really at the root of it, it's been merely a mental assent like the demons described in James chapter 2, and there's not truly a believing heart, but rather you have an unbelieving heart that will show itself by falling away from the living God. The tempter is on the prowl, and you are tempted, just as Adam and Eve were, to doubt God's love and to question the truth that you know. Is God really good? Does he truly care about me? If he is all-powerful, why would he let this painful thing happen? Since I know he is all-powerful and is a loving father, maybe I'm not one of his children. Maybe I'm following the wrong path. I see all these other people with seemingly perfect lives, with nice cars and houses, and they seem to be just fine with having no interest in God and the salvation which he offers. Maybe they are the ones who have it right. Maybe this world is just left up to chance and hard work paying off. In sin, we feel ashamed at times, and that could drive us to question Christ's atonement as sufficient for us, the weak doubters and sinners that we are. So what do we need when these doubts and these fears come? We need to know that God is good and that salvation is through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, that he did make sufficient and final appeasement for the wrath of God upon that cross in our behalf. Verse 13, "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today." What do we need? We need the encouragement of other believers day after day. In other words, continual, and don't wait. Do it while it's still called today. We must therefore come together as believers. We are to encourage one another. It's the same picture or word used for the Spirit coming alongside of you. We are to do it continually and quickly with this intent, so that no one will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is dangerous. We are to encourage people along, to fight their sin, to have a believing heart, to hold fast, for we have become partakers of Christ. How do we know if we've become partakers of Christ? If we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. This is not guaranteed for everybody in this room. That if just because you have a profession does not mean that you have possession. And that will evidence itself by you eventually falling away from the testimony, from the confession of faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, hold fast to see evidence that you have become a partaker of Christ. God will do it in you, but you also are called to do it. While it is said, verse 15, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would never enter his rest? But to those who were disobedient. God made it clear. It was not a sudden burst of anger or outrage, but rather a declared judgment on those in a covenant with him. So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Their disobedience is explained now to us. It was based out of disbelief. They fell away from belief. They saw the plagues happen. They saw the parting of the Red Sea. They saw the manna. They saw the miracles, the quail and water provided for them. And yet they had hardened hearts and they did not believe. So just as our God is faithful and our Savior is faithful, we too are to persevere and be faithful. 1 John 2:19 says, they went out from us, but they were not really of us. So when they went out from the faith, they evidence that they were never truly of the faith. And later on in Hebrews chapter 10, we'll see, but we are not of those who shrink back to destruction. Here's the encouragement, but of those who have faith to the persevering of the soul. Keep persevering. Behold the wonderful works of God and believe and continue to believe until the end.